For instance, therefore, and we'll see how that happened in Jewish life, among the Jews in Spain who were under the Muslim influence, when you went to a wedding, you not only brought the Chosen Kala a gift, you brought them a poem composed specially for the occasion. When you went to a funeral, God forbid, so they composed an elegy, they composed a poem. And some of the most beautiful poems that we have in Hebrew by some of the greatest Hebrew poets of the medieval age in Spain, whom we'll discuss when we get there, God willing, are personal gifts. And that showed that the person meant something to you. But if you just came in and gave him a piece of Lennox china, so then that was not manners, that was not courtesy, that was not nice, because that was not human, that was not part of the civilization. So the civilization was built upon words. It was built upon prose, upon poetry, and therefore we'll see that it is no accident that this is the period of time in Jewish life when the great post-Talmudic works of law are now written, and where the great poetry for the synagogue, the Piyutim and other things, all start to be written now, because now they lived in a civilization that valued that and that made it very important, and that became the expression for thought, for civilization, for everything else that the person wished. So you have all of these combinations of civilization going on at one time. The Arabs were also enormously great in philosophy, which, if you'll think about it, plays in very closely with words, because you could sit over, you could smoke your water pipe and drink a cup of tea or whatever and ruminate about the world ad infinitum, philosophize. And the Arabs brought in that spirit of philosophy, of questioning, of trying to come to some sort of logical explanation, rational explanation. The Arabs were great rationalists. And that had an effect upon Jewish life, because it produced an entire school of philosophy, an entire school of rabbinic writing that was meant to be purely rational and did not start with the premise that we're not going to explain things. Now, this challenge of the Arabs to Jewish civilization is very important, because the response of the rabbis was not only magnificent, but the response of the rabbis shaped Jewish civilization for centuries and even millennia to come. Now, this period of time, from the year 600 to the year 1000 in Jewish history, we have two sources of information as to what went on during this period of time. Two Jewish sources. One is a small booklet called Igeres L'Rav Shrira Gaon, the letter of Rabbi Shrira Gaon. Rabbi Shrira Gaon lived in the year 967, the creation. To the modern era, to the common era. And he lived in Babylonia. At his time already, there was a large Jewish community in North Africa. And the Jewish community in North Africa was under the spiritual domination of Babylonia. And they wrote him a letter, and they asked him, in effect, tell us who we are. How did we get here? And he answered with a letter that is a unique and concise book of Jewish history, beginning from Adam till him, till his day.